Distance is measured differently in many different parts of the world. Here in the UK, a long way is a 3-hour drive. In Australia, that's a local visit. But then 3 hours on a motorway with traffic and roadworks and hold-ups is a lot more stressful than 3 hours into the outback, with nothing but the occasional emu and the odd monstrous road train that scares you off the tarmac ribbon. Oak Park is a day's drive out of Cairns. It's not a park, and there aren't any oaks as we know them, but it is worth finding. You don't need a map, because there's not much in the way of turn-offs. You just need to keep going. Through the rainforest, over the Continental Divide, into the 40-mile scrub, through the odd ghostly gem town, and make sure you stop at the petrol station where the sign says, "Don't leave your manners in the vehicle." And then you go on and on and on until the tarmac runs out and the little wooden sign points to Oak Park Cattle Station, another hour or so on through several fords that look lovely in the winter rains. You arrive at the Copperfield River, thick with freshwater yabbies and a rope crossing challenge. The several dozen campsites, and amazingly, a huge big horse racing track for the 2-day race meeting that has attracted several thousand regulars from all over the country. They've travelled and travelled to get to this country race meeting, held here every year for over a century. You bring your own tents and your own food, and the campsites have their fixed latrines and shower blocks with water heated and pumped by fire boilers, donkeys they call them. There's a communal bar area. Someone's managed to rig up a TV for the big interstate rugby match and the Football World Cup. There's a fabulous teenage band on the back of a lorry who let rip with the Proclaimers, "I would walk 500 miles. Da-da-da-da," we all sing, and the camp is there in party mood. The place is full of cowboys, either real-life cattle hands or, like the rest of us, city dwellers playing at it for the week. But on the race days, everyone at Oak Park dresses up like it's Royal Ascot. Except they've just stepped out of their tents in their high heels and finery. It's amazing. And the gambling. It's important to be flash with the cash. Reels of $50 notes are handed over to the tote bookies. Wins are celebrated loudly and liquidly. When Dot, the 50-something lady jockey, falls from her horse in the last but one race on day one, she's unconscious on the ground for 5.5 hours while they wait for the helicopter to come from the coast. It misses the racetrack, all the lights, and flies off and overhead for another 20 minutes or so. Dot's husband has to drive through the night to the hospital because there's no room on the chopper. The following day we're told, "She's critical, but stable." This race meeting is a long way from anywhere. One of the highlights is the running race, the foot race, 600 metres round the horse track, all chewed up by the hooves. It's a chance for young speedsters to shine, especially Metcalf, who's won it for the last 3 years. And now there's a young man from Britain, anxious to run in it. One day, when taking part in the rope challenge over the river, he manages to cut the ball of his foot, getting out of the river. And for 2 days, he's hobbling around camp, quite out of sorts. Saturday comes, the day of the race. "I'm not going to run," he says. "I'm injured." And his body language shows the disappointment and frustration. 10,000 miles and a whole day's drive to miss the highlight in which he wanted to compete so badly. He's standing next to Terry and Ross when he says this. Now, Terry's been a coach for junior sport and says, "Well, Billy, tomorrow afternoon that chance will have gone forever. But this afternoon at 4, there'll be a bunch of young hopefuls on that start line. We don't expect you to win it. That chance has gone with your foot injury. But you could be there on the start line, and just as long as you finish it, even if it's on your hands and knees, you can at least say you gave it a go. Tomorrow, that chance will have gone. Today's the day. What do you say, Ross?" Now, Ross is in a wheelchair. He's a paraplegic from a tragic accident on his outback cattle station a few years ago. Ross has got a keen ear for noticing what's going on and only says what needs to be said. It's as if he can even hear your thoughts. So when Terry asked him his opinion, Ross looks at Billy and says, "It's not your foot that matters, Billy. It's what's in here that counts." And he gestured towards his chest. I don't know how else to describe it. It was a life-changing moment. Billy's face lit up. "I'll run it," he said, and the other youngsters all cheered. "Thanks, Ross," he beamed, and off he went to get ready in his running shoes that he'd brought especially for the race. There was a big bandage around his foot and halfway up his leg. Big letters, "Injured," was written on the leg, and for good effect, tomato ketchup was liberally splashed over the bandage. The PA announcer declared, "We've got some sponsors for the foot race, $1,500 from one consortium, $750 from another, so okay, folks, put your name down on the list." All the kids rushed forward, and Billy's name was added along with some unexpected runners. "Step forward then, Metcalf, Al-Qaeda, Billy Mallet, Terry Wrist, Wang Kerr." There was some impressive warming up done. The girls cheered. The runners climbed aboard a flatbed truck to drive them round the track to the start. "All right there, cripple," said an encouraging Metcalf to Billy, and the grandstand filled up with excited race watchers. Bluey, the red-haired commentator, announced, "Watch out for the one in yellow. That's Billy from England, who's come 10,000 miles to race in this." One bright spark took a shortcut across the middle of the paddock. Metcalf was out in front, just. And then the crowds cheered as Billy came round the corner and crossed the line in fourth place. Ripping off his shoes, he hopped over to be given $50 for coming in fourth. I went to find Ross. Beaming from ear to ear, he said, "Cheers, Ross. Glad you talked me into it." "So was it worth it?" "You betcha. I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 10,000 more, just to see you run that race, son."